With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Nine residents at an assisted living facility in Massachusetts died in a late-night fire. Fall River Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
Directly behind me, crews were met with heavy fire coming through the main entrance, and multiple people hanging out the windows looking to be rescued.
Audio courtesy of WLNE ABC 6. At least 30 people were injured, including five firefighters. Tragedy at a Baptist church in Kentucky. Lexington Police Chief Lawrence Weathers says a gunman opened fire yesterday morning.
Four individuals were shot on church property. Two female victims were pronounced deceased at the scene. The other two victims, both male, were transported to a local hospital. One victim was reported to have sustained critical injuries, and the other was reported in stable condition. The suspect was shot by responding law enforcement and was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Audio courtesy of WLEX 18. European trade ministers are meeting in Brussels after President Trump announced 30% tariffs on the European Union.
Brussels has delayed retaliatory tariffs, initially set for Monday, to allow time for negotiations until the 1st of August. European leaders have emphasized unity but are preparing countermeasures if talks fail. Meanwhile, the EU is strengthening ties with Asia and South American nations, seeking to diversify its economic partnerships amid ongoing tensions with the US. I'm Karen Chamas.
The president also said that Mexican imports will face 30% tariffs. Stock futures are lower this morning following the president's weekend announcement. This is SRN News. Americans' attitudes about gay rights are changing.
In 2020, the country was split evenly on the question of whether or not this nation has done enough for the LGBT community. Today, according to a poll from the American Enterprise Institute, 57% of adults say the U.S. has made all the changes it needs in order to accommodate homosexuals, versus 39% who believe more should be done. These numbers mirror a general backlash against the LGBT agenda that's going on these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has rejected a challenge to Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents, saying a group that brought the lawsuit had no standing to file it. In 2022, Michigan voters approved an amendment that enshrined abortion in the state constitution. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of YWCA Kalamazoo. Judge says the Y was the wrong party to bring the challenge. This is SRN News. A Texas carpenter has built a massive cross outside Camp Mystic to honor the victims killed in the 4th of July flash flooding.
Cross bearer Dan Beasley drove nearly 24 hours from his home state of Michigan, has gone to 30 different states, giving others something to believe in.
We go wherever God calls me to go, and this tragedy is one of the worst that I've seen.
The massive cross is built to last at 13 feet tall and 5 foot wide.
Correspondent Haya Panjwani says that the cross was made by cabinet maker Bill Hardy as a Christian witness. The International Space Station's first visitors from India, Poland, and Hungary are headed back to Earth. They wrapped up a private mission and are now catching a ride home with SpaceX. Their capsule is set to splash down tomorrow morning in the Pacific off the Southern California coast. The space station's seven full-time residents remain behind in orbit. More details at srnnews.com.